Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The 2019 KISW Rock Roll Vote is on. Now, Facebook had problems yesterday. I don't know if it was with Facebook. I just think the internet was broken because Steve won't stop voting for the Rock Girls online.
Someone's got to do it. Yeah. No one else is stepping up to the plate.
Well, you can't step up. Is. We've got some really, really good hopefuls this year.
Yes.
I've just looked at
Shelby.
Your screen.
Ah,
Shelby.
Alicia. Oh, you got my vote.
Oh, ooh. Wow. Look at Stephanie and Nikki. That's a hard choice.
I'll go Nikki this time.
All right.
How about Claudia and her sweet thigh tattoos?
Oh, Claudia. And Janet. Wait, I'm telling you, these girls are looking amazing this year.
Yes.
I love all the different looks. You know, it's so great when you see somebody's personality shine through how they adorn themselves rock girl style.
I'm a fan of all their personalities.
Oh, Rebecca. Look at Rebecca with those glasses. Yeah, I do like the librarian look.
All these ladies.
All right, maybe we're sounding creepy now. Anyway, you need to help us because we have got a lot of hopefuls. Not all of them can be rock girls this year, so you have to help us figure out who's going to represent the Rock in 2019. Go to KISW.com. Vote for your rock girl hopefuls now.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Turn down for Thursday.
Charge out for what?
Oh, yeah. Friday Junior.
Yeah, buddy.
Very excited.
Are you, though?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay, good.
BCCC weekend.
Yeah. Emerald City Comic Con is happening starting today, going through the weekend. And it's becoming more and more varied. I mean, honestly, the Boy Meets World reunion, which you don't think is really a geeky thing, but now people, they geek out over so much, and there's a lot of fans of that show.
The revival Girl Meets World was out there, and I think, I don't know if it's still going on or not, but at the
it's
same...
It's not.
It's not, all right. Well, but it revived all the Boy Meets World stuff. And so it's a lot of from those the 90s kids, the early 2000s kids, the youths out there.
See, I think they made a mistake with that Girl Meets World. I think they needed to just make a Boy Meets World. Let's just live their lives now. Let's just have a show about where they are now.
That's pretty much what they did.
That's what it was.
But they weren't on a lot, though. Were they, Danny? Didn't they focus on the girl and basically, like, her life? Didn't they do that? The one I saw, I was disappointed. They weren't in it as much as I wanted them to be.
I mean, yes, but Corey and Topanga were in almost every episode, and it was, like, them mentoring the girl.
See, I wanted to see the whole cast. I don't care about their kids.
Wow.
I really don't. It was like with Roseanne.
I don't care about the new generation.
With Roseanne before she got gassed, it was still the main Roseanne cast. Sure, they had some new people and they showed you them, but it was 60% to 70% Roseanne, the people I knew. And I would, at least from Boy Meets World, you know, Girl Meets World, it felt like it was like 40% Topanga and the old crew.
But they weren't trying to market it to us, though. They were marketing it to new kids. It was on the Disney
channel. See, that's the mistake. I think they could do
it. That's the mistake.
Well, don't.
You've already had yours, so
Danny,
you don't have any more.
Wouldn't you watch watch the Boy Meets World and just where they're doing now and watch a show based on what they're doing now?
I watch both.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool to watch it with like your kids or nieces or nephews and get excited with them.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, BJ. Yeah, some things just aren't going to be for you.
It got canceled.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been canceled. They made it for BJ.
Exactly.
Yeah,
sure. I mean, you're defending a show that didn't work. I'm just telling you why.
Ah, that's jerks. Let's get into our contestant today. Right. We've got Matthew and Edmonds to take on Steve. Matthew, are you there, sir?
I am. Good morning.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Sure. Sweet tickets to the Professional Bull Riders Unleash the Beast, which is happening at the Tacoma Dome on Sunday, March 31st. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to check out the unleashing of the beasting, then you can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Unleashing of the beasting.
Yeah. For those playing at home, Matthew will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matthew, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which witch is flattened by a house in The Wizard of Oz?
Wiki Witch of the West.
No.
East.
Yes. What was Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s nickname?
Dale, pass. Terminator.
No.
Okay, pass.
In Disney's Alice in Wonderland, what does the bottled Mark Drink Me do?
Puts her down the spiral hole, no?
No.
Drinks her.
No. What'd you say there?
Big.
Oh, you said shrinks her? Yes. Finish the name of the Steinbeck novel, The Grapes of What?
Wrath.
Yes. What two words were added to the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance in 1954?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, in which we stand under God and Republic, under one division, under all. I don't know.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Is it the whole thing?
We'll give it to him unless he wins by one.
Mean Joe Green helped. What? Yes. The wreckage of which ship was discovered in 1985?
The wreckage of who?
The wreckage of which ship?
55? Titanic.
Titanic, yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That was a train wreck. But sure was.
Are you going to stutter as well when Steve comes on?
Don't worry about it there, Matthew.
I like all Matthew. Right. I think he made your life a misery, and I think that's great.
Yeah, answering questions right away, saying the entirety of that whole question.
Matthew
there.
Should win just because of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I really want to give him a prize. He's messed up.
In the morning?
Oh, my goodness. Steve! Are you ready?
Man. Yes.
Which witch is flattened by a house in The Wizard of Oz?
The Wicked Witch of the North.
No.
The Witch of the West.
No.
The Witch of the South.
No!
The East Witch.
Yep.
Good old East Witch.
What was Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s nickname?
Senior.
No.
Dale.
No.
Ernie.
No. In Disney's Alice in Wonderland, what does the bottled Mark Drink Me do?
Gets her high.
No.
Shrinks her.
Yes. Finish the name of the Steinbeck novel, The Grapes of What?
Jelly.
No.
Wrath.
Yes. What two words were added to the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance in 1954?
Under God.
Yes.
Yes.
Mean Joe Green helped what team win 4 Super Bowls?
Stupid Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Yeah. The wreckage of which ship was discovered in 1985?
Danny's ship, the Titanic.
Yes. Yeah. What was the subtitle of the 2017 Thor movie?
Ragnarok.
Yes. Aziz Ansari had a Netflix show titled Master of What?
Nothing.
No.
Master of my domain.
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sure, whatever. It's a tie.
Nice. Doug and Matthew, you deserve to get a prize, and you got one, my friend.
Just because he pissed me off.
If he can say the whole allegiance.
Oh, yeah. Can you say the entire U.S. Pledge of Allegiance? Because basically,
the flag united America, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, good job there, because Matthew did the exact same thing.
He mumbled it. I'll give him that much.
Yeah.
He mumbled his way to success.
I was trying to go fast, because why does anyone want to hear me say that?
Matthew said the entire thing.
Wow.
And basically, we gave it to him.
Why does anybody want to hear you say that?
Yeah.
Because we're American, that's why!
Oh, great.
We won!
We won with the Pledge of Allegiance.
We have a Pledge of Allegiance, and thank God we won!
Who gave BJ sugar this morning?
Not sugar.
Wow.
American caffeine. We won!
Congratulations, Matthew.
Good job, buddy. Hang on. Don't you shake your head at me, Danny.
Oh, my goodness.
Otherwise, I will send you. I will deport you back to New Mexico is what I'll do.
please.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Oh, Jane, I hope he's doing okay.
Does anybody know the title of the Aziz Ansari Netflix show? Master of
everything.
No. What was
this?
You were really close with nothing.
It's none.
Yes, yeah. Master of none. Yeah. And then the
What's your guy's opinion on Aziz?
What's your guy's opinion? Hey,
I think he's funny.
No, Danny's not a fan, saying no. I love his delivery.
Yeah, it's super fast paced. So I enjoy that.
It's quirky as F. Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched a lot of his stand-up. I was okay with Master of None. And was it Community that he was on? Was that the show?
Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
He was good on Parks and Rec. I'm okay with Aziz. He's not my favorite performer.
I never watched a full stand-up special. But whenever I see like a clip on Facebook or on somewhere where they post something, and I watch like when it's just specified for one little quick clip, I always get a quick laugh out of it, though. I like his delivery.
I know. In Parks and Rec, I love to hate him. He was so annoying, but yeah, I think that's what made it good.
Yeah, he was really good on that show.
One last question. What was Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s nickname?
Gosh, you know something? I should know this, and I don't know.
You should know this. It's the Intimidator.
That's what it was. I knew there was an Ader in there, but yeah. He had said Terminator, and I was like, no, it's not that. Intimidator.
Well, congratulations to Matthew on tying Steve this morning.
Yeah, if you tie Steve or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. That's how it works on Beat Makes.
Nice.
Wow, that was really creepy. Got a new study for you, Stevie.
Yes, sir.
Nearly 1 in 4 Americans actually prefer traveling alone. I'm that guy.
Dude, Vicky just talked about that yesterday. She wanted to go somewhere like in Oregon by herself.
Yeah.
For my 30th birthday, I'm getting the hell out.
I do get a kick also out of traveling solo. Just something about it. Just you kind of feel like you're in your own little movie.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it?
I know it's weird, but I totally get that.
Are we all overstimulated and over-socialized I would be surprised. I'm surprised that out of the three of us, we all say yeah.
Like, I enjoy, don't get me wrong, I do thoroughly enjoy going on vacation with my wife when we go to like Hawaii and we have like all this fun stuff planned out. But there are times like when I've gone on like a wrestling trip to go somewhere to like, you know, WrestleMania or something. There's been a couple times where I went solo without like Kevin from Metal Shop. And I really had a great time just being on my own and figuring it all out. And just, you know, you're kind of forced to be more social and just see what happens.
And you're on no one's schedule but your own. You can take it easy. You don't have anybody waiting for you or complaining.
I love taking that car ride by myself to go to a destination. Mm-hmm. I got a 6-hour trip. Well, maybe not a 6-hour, maybe 4 to 5 hour trip I'm taking down to Oregon in June for pretty much a hippie retreat I'm going to. I can't even go into it. It's going to be the middle of nowhere with no electricity, no cell service. Not my kind of gig, but...
BYOP? Bring your own patchouli.
Oh, patchouli.
I totally was tracking.
It's so not me, but this is where the woman that does these seminars and it's therapeutic is doing it. So it's called Brighton Bush. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Be great if you came back with dreadlocks.
Oh, shut up, Vicky.
Brighton Bush.
Of course.
I saw that thumbnail.
Yeah.
I clicked on it, too.
But I love the idea that it's going to be like a 4 to 5 hour trip, mm-hmm. and it's just going to be me.
Oh, see, I enjoy the driving. I think I do still like having someone, but like going somewhere where you get on a plane, going to the airport, just kind of being on your own little schedule of wherever you want to go.
That's fun too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that because I go to the airport early because for that reason, I like to just not have to be worried that I can go just zip around the airport, do what I want, have a beverage, go get a massage if I want, do whatever. If I wanted to, I could go in that Alaska joint, you know, where the real fancy place that they've got. Oh, yeah.
Going to Disneyland is literally the best thing solo because you go to the single rider line. You're not on anyone else's schedule. You could do whatever you want.
So you've done Disney solo?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
I don't know if I could do Disney solo.
But Danny's got a brilliant idea. If we don't all have to be in the same ride together, we could all go on the single line and pretend we don't know each other.
Well, you don't have to pretend you don't know each other. You're just willing to go on the single ride line. They're not going to be like,
oh, they don't say,
sir,
hey,
I believe you all are friends. I see you.
I wasn't sure. I mean, that Mickey can be a, you know,
DJ just, overthinking it again. Well, you know, Mickey,
this line is just for losers, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
So he says, I went to Colorado for a week by myself. First vacation as an adult and without my family. Best time I ever had. I did whatever I wanted and I could take it all in.
Yeah, nearly half of Americans agreed that traveling with somebody actually holds them back while on a trip.
Another person says, I wish I could travel alone, but I have this STD called kids.
Yeah.
Friendly neighborhood Canadian.
And you brought it up, Steve. Half the people say, yeah, they like the fact that they get to talk to locals while traveling alone.
Yeah.
Bob Rivers told me that he had some great, because he said, you know what? I do a morning show every day on the Appalachian Mountains. I'm like, what are you talking about, Bob? And he said, every morning, because he wanted to hike the Appalachian Trail. And anybody who listened to Bob over the years, you know, he's an outdoors nut. So he's, you know, of course, living in Maine now, and or Vermont rather, and he went and he would encounter somebody all the time, and he said he'd spend like 30 minutes to an hour just randomly talking to somebody he ran to on the trail, and that would happen a couple times a morning while he was hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Good morning, BJ.
Yeah, that's how he would do it. Hi, I'm Bob. How are you? I don't have a radio show anymore, but you're my first listener today. And he would do that. He loved that. He loved just talking to locals or people from all over the world that were hiking the Appalachian Trail.
I feel like at the bar, especially if you post up at the bar, it's almost like you're a welcoming conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, more often than not, whether it be from the bartender or whoever's sitting next to you, you end up just chatting it up about whatever because, I don't know, I just you get that vibe of, okay, you're at the bar, you posted up, you're probably not going to want to be antisocial.
Good point. Here's another thing that they say that really is the reason why people love love traveling as solo is that the one thing they tell you to do in life, if you really want to have a good life, is you got to step out of your comfort zone. When you're traveling a solo, according to this study, when you're traveling a solo, that is when you'll step out of your comfort zone and you'll go do stuff that you wouldn't do it. And Vicky, yeah. Now, I know you're taking a break from romance, but pretty much almost half of the people said that when they were traveling solo, they encountered romance.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Love.
Dude, I mean, I don't know what that's like. That seems so like, well, it seems very exciting, actually.
Seems like out of a movie.
Yeah, it does. Like
starring Tom Cruise. No, Tom Hanks.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Or Tom Cruise. I mean, I would, if Tom Cruise was there, I wouldn't turn him down.
Seriously, I love flying by myself. I love going to the airport early. I'm talking like 5 hours early to hang out, eat, just walk around. My wife hates it. So when it's her and I traveling, I can't go that early. That's super.
I'm with that person. I don't go that early because I usually take an earlier flight. But if I have a later flight, I love that idea. But nobody wants to do it.
Another person went to Yellowstone for a week by themselves. One of the best vacations I've ever been on.
Yellowstone by yourself. That's like you and nature, man.
So he says that Brightbush has a clothing optional hot spring resort.
Yes,
BJ.
They do. I know.
Are you doing it?
I don't know.
You going to get naked? Yeah.
I've done that before going to a hippie retreat. I have gotten naked at a hippie retreat.
Whoa.
But you know what? That was before social networks. Working. Now, granted, there's no cell phone service, so I don't think anybody's going to take any pictures.
So you can't Snapchat each other's dogs.
Yeah, can't do that.
That's unfortunate.
But there's something freeing about it. I won't lie to you. If everybody's doing it, I mean, hot springs in the middle of nowhere, just naked, I mean, it feels primal. It feels like, like what we used to do back in the day before we had anything.
You can, like, put, like, lines under your eyes with mud?
I might.
Enchant stuff.
Yeah, but see, I made sure they gave me the cabin that has running water because they have cabins that don't. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I need to run it. Come on. But we all have to shower.
You want to rough it, but not rough it that much.
We have to shower. You would love this. We all have to shower like in a community shower area. Like obviously the guys.
Like you would love this.
Well, you love showering with men.
With beer.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to have beer.
Well, then that's not fun.
I don't want to shower with men, but in a community
it's
area.
It's like I'm like, yo, I want to shower with men.
But that's what you enjoy. Why don't you embrace it?
Well, I mean, it's because I'm in a locker room with a bunch of dudes, and we just finished playing hockey, and so we want to keep the conversation going.
So you wouldn't do that with a bunch of randos?
Absolutely. I have no problem.
See, I want you with me because you know how to do that.
That'd
I feel
be great if I walked into that area, and I had like a six-pack, and I'm just holding it, handing out beers to everybody. Oh. Hey, I'm Steve. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, except I'm sure they probably don't want you to do that on this property. Like, they want it all to be natural with no beer.
Fine, I'll remove that little plastic thing so that the fish don't get messed up.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The turtles.
Yeah. The turtles, yeah. Or the fish, whichever, someone's going to get caught in those
rings. I'm sure there's, like, cardboard box beer.
Oh, yeah, box wine and box beer. Why not? Let's do it.
You know, like that box water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure you'll find it fine. You going to come with me?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, good. I was going to say you can if you drive separately.
The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, if you drive separately, you can come.
So this is a clothing optional resort in Shelton. Should we go do that?
Oh, yes. I heard about that place, too. Yeah. I think a buddy of mine and his wife go to that from time to time. Yeah, I don't know if I can go with people I know. See, the thing is that I don't know a lot of these people I'm going to go with in June, except the facilitator. I know her. That would be weird if she was naked. I don't think she's going to be. I think she's probably not going to do that, though, because you can't do that if you're in charge, right?
What?
You can't be running around naked if you're in charge of the group. I don't know. I just feel like there's something
about. A good leader would.
I feel like when the peers are naked with each other, that's one thing. But if the person you're going to who's leading the thing, I don't know if they should go naked.
I feel like it doesn't show camaraderie if you're not naked.
Right.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Vince McMahon is a guy in the WWE will not ask any of his wrestlers to do something that he's not willing to do.
Oh, I don't know if I go naked in front of her. I don't know. I feel like she's in an authority position. I just don't think that, that's different. If it's peer-to-peer, I'm okay.
What kind of authority does she have on you? She's just telling you.
She has
stuff.
The power.
Well, she's leading the thing. I don't know. I mean, whoever's in front of the chalkboard.
She's not like mommy or your teacher.
No.
She's just, you know, telling you how things are.
She's kind of the teacher.
Mm.
Yeah?
You're not a kid.
So it's just traveling alone, not so much when you're a woman. The bar idea is a bad idea. You can get mistaken for a prostitute in Vegas.
Awesome.
Well, Vegas, yeah. Even then, look, here's what I know. If any beautiful woman comes up and talks to me for any reason in Vegas,
you assume it's a hooker.
Of course it's a hooker. I mean, who else would come up and talk to me? Who would want to? You know, really, you look at me, there's no woman's going to go, you're the man of my dreams. I've been waiting for a 102-year-old looking miserable bastard. You're the guy I wanted.
I'll still never forget when we went to Dallas that one time for a radio convention. I'm like, look at all these women talking to all these radio people. And then it dawned on me. I'm like, they're all hookers.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I was like, there's no way that guy's pulling that. That's why we thought our one buddy who had that woman with us, that we thought that was a hooker. Because we figured every radio guy.
You thought that.
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle, is Listeners on the Loose. Brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve, stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. If it's something new or something old that you want to talk about, it can be as new as right now. It can be as old as when I first got here 20 years ago. And you go, you know, when you first started, you talked about this. I'd like to bring something up. Or any place in between. But whatever you talk about, don't forget Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. It's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you get it gone. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it says, Migs, have you seen Harry Potter's new show, Miracle Workers, with Steve Buscemi as God on TBS? It's pretty hilarious and something that you and the wife can watch as well.
Wait. Is Daniel Radcliffe in it? Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
Oh, I thought Harry Potter was in it.
Well, that's, I assumed it must have been Daniel. So what's this?
Miracle Workers. And it has Daniel Radcliffe, and Steve Buscemi plays God, according to the texter.
Steve Buscemi is a great actor. I'll watch him in anything.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah. It's a comedy set in the offices of Heaven, Inc. When God plans to destroy the Earth, two low-level angels must convince their boss to save humanity.
Whoa!
They bet him they can pull off their most impossible miracle yet, which is help two humans fall in love.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and this is a TV series.
From TBS. That does sound like something that we might dig.
It's called Miracle Worker?
Miracle Workers.
Okay, I am going to put that in there because if my wife and I, we need to find a show that we like. I'm going to put
Dopinder from Deadpool's in it.
Oh, he's a great actor. I love that kid. I really, really do. Miracle Workers comedy sitcom. That's it.
Boom.
Boom. There it is. Oh, look at Buscemi. He looks good. He looks good as God. He does. He looks like a hippie god.
The role that he was always meant to have.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. I'm creating a one pass right now. I've done it.
You know, we're doing a radio show. You can do this.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I feel like I'm almost done. All right, good. I'm done.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. It's... Somebody wants to finish the sentence.
Yes.
They want to know. Okay, well, I want to know what you guys would answer. Don't put blank in front of me because I'll eat it.
Ooh,
food.
Yeah.
Well, clearly food. Currently,
there's a coffee cake out there because I'm trying to wait. I'm trying to eat only certain times of the day, and that coffee cake is calling me.
Yeah,
just eat it.
It's really good. It's really, really tasty.
No, I'm not going to eat it, Steve. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction.
There's only a little bit left, BJ. It's not going to be there very much longer.
I'm not going to give you the satisfaction.
Why don't you just grab a slice and save it for later?
Yeah, just a little slice.
Because, I mean, if it's gone, then I really am the winner. Because I won't have any of it.
For me, it's tamales. Especially when Augustine and his family makes those tamales and they bring them in.
Can't argue with that.
And then tomorrow, our friend Liz from, Nacho Mama's Tamales.
So she's bringing, we have a two tamale week?
It's a tamale week.
Wow.
And their tamales are fantastic as well.
Damn, dude.
I really can't say no to a tamale.
Yeah. I usually wait till tamale.
My girlfriend was literally like, so do you guys do anything besides eat on your guys' show? And I was like, no, because I was telling her about the tamales.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you guys get food every day?
It really like,
if we're lucky, yes.
If we're lucky. Yeah. I gained so much weight at every, because I don't know about you guys, but every radio job I've had, the food has always been there. Whether in New York, because people love their bagels in New York, we had bagels every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And it was just delicious. And I never had to pay for any of them. But of course, you know, I gained a ridiculous amount of weight.
Yeah.
Oh, because I'd have, you know, two or three of those friggin' bagels with all the schmear. Forget about it.
Oh, the schmear.
Schmear. Yeah. Oh, so good.
So it says Steve. So I think it would be, I'm curious what everyone else says. Mine would be tamales.
Okay. Mine would be cake. Any sweets. How about you, Victoria?
Any kind of rice. Like white rice, Mexican rice, fried rice. Oh, my mom makes rice. Like a white rice with corn in it that's super amazing.
Oh, I've never tried that. I'd like to try that.
It's so good.
Because I've had Spanish rice, which is delicious, which might be Mexican rice. I don't know how close they are. They seem a little similar.
My mom does her Mexican rice with carrots and peas as well, and it's so bomb.
And of course,
like fried rice?
Kind of, but it's more of a tomato base.
Yeah. Do you like fried rice?
Oh, I love fried rice. Okay. Pork fried rice, chicken fried rice.
But Spanish rice, Steve, or Mexican rice is good too. Oh,
I'll just put sour cream and cheese on it and eat it that way.
Oh, there's that.
Oops, somebody says, I work for an authentic Mexican company. May I bring you guys some amazing tamales? The answer is always yes when it comes to tamales.
Are we just going to be all tamale'd out?
Yeah. It's impossible. Yeah, one guy with a Froblo, he's like, that's too early in the morning for tamales. I'm like, absolutely not. There's never an early time for a tamale.
But that's us. We get up so early that it's lunchtime when the stuff comes in for us.
Dude, if I woke up first thing in the morning and my wife handed me a tamale, I'm putting it in my mouth.
But what if you hand her a tamale? What happens, huh?
Hey, yo.
First thing in the morning. How about you, Rev?
Donuts. Any type of donut.
Okay, I eat that.
Like, even the donuts that don't have holes in them. Whichever way you give me a nice sweet pastry, I will eat it.
Have you had Timbits?
Yes.
Some Tim Hortons.
They are fantastic. But you don't ever get them around here. It's like it's a treat.
And I have to say, because I'm a Dunkin' guy from Boston, obviously, but Timbits are better than Dunkin' Munchkins.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not even close.
I agree, and I don't know how Dunkin' let that happen, because they shouldn't let Canada beat them, but they did.
No, also teriyaki chicken.
Yes.
We just went
from Timbits to teriyaki chicken.
Well, it happened. My wife busted me, so we got Honto's teriyaki in Puyallup, which is incredible. It's so damn good. So, you know, I'll have one plate, maybe a little bit more as well. So we're watching a show. I have my dinner, and I'm like, oh, I'll put the dishes in the sink.
Oh,
and I go over there, and I start picking at the leftover teriyaki, which is enough for another dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm still there, and she finally turns around and goes, what are you doing? And I look down, and there's only one little piece of chicken left.
Oh, boy.
And I looked at her, and I go, I'm clearly finishing my dinner. So I was like, screw it. At that point, I might as well finish it all.
See,
every
time I get teriyaki, I like to leave a little bit for later in the day or the next day. We got teriyaki last night, the folks, and we all finished everything. Yep. I do the chicken and veggie tempura combo. So chicken teriyaki with veggie tempura.
Veggie tempura is good.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah. No, teriyaki, chicken, and then steamed vegetables for healthiness.
Oh, don't eat that. Listen, look at him for healthiness so that his wife won't be mad at him for basically eating all the chicken.
Well, she didn't get mad at me. She laughed at me.
Yeah. Well, either way, you and your healthiness. Tempura is awesome. I agree that it's not as healthy as what you're talking about, but who turns down tempura? Come on. Danny?
Pizza, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, if you put a pizza, any kind of pizza in front of me, I'm having at least one slice. I can't say no.
I had to walk away from pizza this weekend. I was the stronger person.
I can't do that.
I did. I mean, they ordered it. It was 1 a.m. pretty much when the pizza came. And
it's the best time for pizza.
I was like, I can't eat pizza now and go to bed an hour later because we had to get up for the flight the next day. I walked away. I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I have to get some sleep.
She has Domino's in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Is there?
What?
What?
Why are you going to tell us this, Steve?
Yes, it is.
Jesus.
Just one slice, BJ.
Two boxes.
Just one, man.
What?
You're a jerk. I'm trying to be good.
There's coffee cake next to the
I understand.
Machine.
Thanks.
If you saw that.
Thanks, Steve.
A slice of coffee cake with some pizza?
Honestly, you know what?
Better?
Would you do this to an alcoholic? Would you guys do this to a drug addict and just go, hey, here's some cocaine? You know, here's some Jack?
No, because it's completely different.
It's you know what? You say that, but being a foodaholic is not different. If you're addicted to sugar or flour, it's
sorry.
The same thing.
So then ignore the bag of tamales in the refrigerator as well.
Where is is it? I was trying to find it.
You guys are such a holes. Really, corner. Really are. There's no really sympathy. Oh, no empathy. Nice.
You and me, bro.
It's on the high part, though. You might need a step stool.
Damn it, that's why you put it down.
Psychopaths.
I hid it from Vicky. Yeah.
Damn it.
Sorry.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933. I work with jerks. The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9
KISW. The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Mike in Monroe. Mike, you are on The Rock.
BJ, fellow New England brother.
Hey, a New England brother. Now I heard the accent was kind of hard to understand.
I thought he said fellow delinquent brother.
Yeah. Well, you know, I go home 7 times a year, so I kind of still keep it in shape.
There you go. Well, Mikey, you're also on a speakerphone or whatever. It might be a little challenging with that accent. Can you get on a regular situation?
Yeah. Is this better?
Well, I thought it was fine in the first place. I work with douches, Mike.
Oh, look, you did not just say that.
What do you got for us, Mikey?
Well, I got a question. You know, it's like I hear you talk about or make reference to the fact that I guess your wife lives down in Southern California and you live up here.
Yeah, she does, as a matter of fact. That's true.
Do you mind? I mean, you probably told the story.
Yes.
So if I'm stepping on, you know, hallowed ground, just let me know. But what's the deal, man? What's
up for that? I'm glad you asked because we get texts all the time about it, even though you've explained it a few times, but not everyone gets to listen all 4 or so hours a day, so it's good to bring up.
Well, I appreciate and Mike, thank you for the question. I appreciate the call. Here's the deal. The deal is that my wife got in a car accident, gosh, I think about 7-8 years ago, and part of her healing, because doctors couldn't help her, so she went to this acupuncturist person that was in Bellevue, and this person did a really good job helping her heal from her car accident and get back into shape.
And his name is Dr. Pokey.
Mm-hmm. And he moved to California.
Yes.
And so she then said, all right, maybe every once a month, twice a month, can I fly down there and go hang out? And so just to get some more treatment from him. And eventually we went down there and Sarah had some stuff going on. So we had her go see Dr. Pokey. And I just thought, hey, since you guys need to see this guy for a while, why don't you guys find a place and just stay down here for a couple, 3 months, just so that you can get all the treatment you need. And my wife, who was not a fan of California, never ever thought she'd live down there, just thought it was too busy, too crazy, went to Orange County and really fell in love with the place. And I realized that if she could get weekly treatments, it would be good for her. And I said, you know what? The kids are grown. I'm always working. I'm not available during the week. Why don't you see if you can just stay here and see how that works for you? And that was about 5 years ago.
And now not only is she a client, but she's also housing the place.
Like, yeah, how
now
crazy
Dr.
is
Pokey's
that?
Office is in her apartment.
Now Dr. Pokey's office is
he's
in her apartment.
He's living with her, basically.
Well, he only goes there. He's not living with her. He just you know, whatever, a couple, 3 hours a day whenever he's got to see people.
When he's got to poke people.
When he's got to poke people.
Yes.
But I have to tell you, my wife just told me, because he's also put on a nutritional plan, she weighs less than she did in high school. And she never weighed this less. And it's unbelievable. I'm looking at pictures of her recently at the house because I've got the Apple TV and it shows pictures. And I can't believe how much weight she's lost. And she looks great. She feels great. The weather, you know, the weather up here, if you've had injuries, anybody knows, if you've had any injuries, the moisture in this air really hurts.
Oh, no, there are times when it comes the rainy season, I feel things in my shoulder and my knee that I don't feel otherwise.
Yeah. So it's really good for her. And you know what?
And she's a 1,000 miles away from you, which is good for the marriage.
It's been good for the marriage, I have to say. She loves living by herself, has always loved that in her life. And I always felt she traveled around the country. She always set up the family every time I would get fired or leave a job every other year. And for like 10 years, we lived in 5 or 6 different places all over the country, and she was a champ. So I always felt like, look, you get to do this because you always did for us. Somebody now should do for you.
And so Dr. Pokey is.
So that's the story. Dr. Pokey, you know, Steve, why do you got to be that guy?
I'm just.
Why? Why do you got to be there? You know,
painting a picture for everybody.
Don't paint a picture that my wife is.
Your daughter doesn't like Dr. Pokey.
No, Sarah doesn't like Dr. Pokey. She's not a fan.
Your son doesn't care as long as he keeps getting money every month.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't care about any of you. As a matter of fact, he doesn't have to see his mother that much because she lives so far away. It's a great excuse.
Somebody has a very... There's some weird text coming in today.
Okay, what do we got? It's Pi Day. Maybe that's it.
What is everybody's favorite animal and why? I love dogs and wolves.
Okay, they know who hosts this show, right? I mean, you're one host. They know you love animals. I'm the other host. What do they know about me? That's the dumbest question to ask me.
I'm going dogs for sure.
Flag that.
Mm-hmm. And these days, I've really been fascinated by mice.
Like, okay, I was not expecting
itty bitty mice. Or are you talking like
what?
Rats?
No, I'm little white mice.
You mean the guys that test, like they're the test mice? That's, I mean, those are where you see those guys.
Well, I see them at like the pet stores, and I saw one that was climbing the wall, and I thought that was really cool.
You know what those generally are, Steve? Right?
What
food for like snakes and stuff?
I understand that, but I wouldn't do it for that.
Oh,
you wouldn't buy them to eat? Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
No, it'd be kind of. I know, like, I think Lulu would like a little pet mouse.
Why would you think a dog would like a pet mouse?
So she can walk it.
Oh, I mean, God. There's gorillas with pet kittens. Why not a dog with a
okay,
mouse?
Okay, first, the two of you have to stop.
A 7-pound white dog, and then please. She's got like a little 7-ounce white mouse.
No gorilla said, let me get a pet kitten. That was some human intervention.
Yeah, they were seeing if he'd like it, and he did.
Yeah, you know, the gorilla probably just like, whatever. You know, to just keep feeding me food. I'll do whatever you idiot humans want.
All right, Vicky, what's your favorite animal?
I like probably otters.
Otters?
They're so cute. And then they hold hands, their little paws as they sleep so they don't drift away from each other.
This is the worst topic suggested by a texter. Who's that texter? Ban their number.
Oh, that's okay. What's your go-to karaoke song? Just got texted.
Oh, here's the second worst question.
Jet, are you going to be my girl?
Ooh.
That is mine. I kill it every time.
That's a good rock and roller.
Yep.
I have never seen you do karaoke. I want to see how you kill it.
Oh, yeah. Sarah, do I kill it?
You know what? During a board game thing, they started playing a game without me, so I came down, and I'm like, all right, I'll open another board game I just bought. And they did break into Bohemian Rhapsody all by themselves, everybody gaming.
Well, because we were literally the last ones in the convention.
And you were drinking.
We played music on my phone, and we started singing, and it was great.
I felt like you were also dipping into your whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've never busted into song. I thought, oh, Vicky's a little drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Vicky, I have to say you sounded pretty good doing Bohemian Rhapsody. I'll give you that.
Nice.
Let's do karaoke.
So I don't care about pets. I don't have a favorite pet. I don't have a favorite animal. I don't care about any of them.
And you don't care about karaoke?
And I don't care about karaoke.
Okay,
either.
Well, what's that song?
What do you care about besides board games, man?
I care about humanity.
That's a lie.
There's got to be one song that when you hear it, it comes on and you're in the shower, or you're by yourself, that you always sing.
Oh, yeah. Billy, what's his name? The Stroke by Billy, what's his face?
Squire?
Yeah, Billy Squire's Stroke. When I'm in the shower, that's what I think of.
Oh, jeez.
Now good night, everybody. Thank you. Keep that in your brains, you jerks.
And now I have a migraine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry about that. I mean, Sweet Child of Mine, that's a great song. I mean, I always
feel
good.
Can't do that at karaoke unless you hate everybody that's in there.
Oh, really? Why? Because
you can't hit those notes.
Well, you don't know what I can do.
No, I know you can't get those.
I think that's awesome.
Do you think you could sing Sweet Child of Mine?
Oh, I could do it. I could do it.
Should we get a karaoke version and put you to test?
No, you're right. I can't do it.
Okay. Call it his bluff right there. Yeah. Bam.
I can't do that.
Went away so fast.
Yeah. If I could do it, I would not be at this job. I'd probably be singing. Because those are.
What about tequila?
Yeah.
Just
sit there. The three tequilas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I saw a video of somebody doing that in the most monotone voice.
Tequila.
And it was a.
Tequila.
Yeah, it was about the best thing I'd seen.
Yeah, see, that's funny to do if you can do a monotone tequila.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like a viral thing. A lot of people are doing that one. You know what's also, if you go sometimes to these karaoke bars, the songs they have that are available, like they'll have the wheels on the bus go round and round on some of them.
Oh, that's fun.
I've done the Pokemon theme song at karaoke.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, I might now, if that's what they're doing karaoke style, I think I could do that.
You think you do the wheels on the bus go round and round?
Oh, I love or any Raffi song, the stuff we sang to the kids when they were little.
Banana phone?
Yeah, exactly. All that stuff. I think I'd rock that.
Baby Beluga?
Yeah, I mean, I had that in my brain for all those years because of the kids.
Somebody says, when I got hammered, I always karaoke One by Metallica. There's like 6 words, 8 minutes of guitar solo. I basically headbang and pull my hair everywhere. Everybody hates me.
Yeah, so I used to do System of a Down Chop Suey all the time. That was my jam. And I knew all the words until I went to my karaoke place, the Rickshaw, and I saw in one of the books somebody wrote, please don't. next to System of a Down.
Oh.
It would have been great if it said, please don't, Vicky.
Right? They should have kept my name. But
More Than a Feeling is always a good one. I can never hit the high notes, but I think I can. But More Than a Feeling is a great one.
You always got to go with a song that people could sing along with. Yeah. Sister Christian, that's a good one.
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer not to hear that one ever. Ever.
Well, that's because you're not a Red Sox fan.
I'm just like a fan of, you know, my ears being happy.
Oh. You've been to Fenway Park when they've sung that, haven't you?
It's so obnoxious.
Oh, no. It's such a... I mean, look, Mariners fans got Louie Louie, so it's always great when you have that. Like, your team has their own song like that. I think it's great. I don't know how many baseball stadiums have their own seventh inning stretch song, but that's a great one.
I just... honestly, I'll take that over. Just don't do a Celine Dion.
Oh, God, no.
Candle in the Wind. My heart will go on. Don't do those bummer, sad songs to prove that you can sing. This isn't American Idol or The Voice.
Oh, they think it is.
They do.
They really do. I used to know people that would do, like, they would take it so seriously, and if you stepped on them, they would get so mad at you.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to do karaoke, because you got those idiots that show up.
They're the ones that are hoping that maybe there's a record producer sitting at the bar. We'll discover them and they'll become the next Star Is Born.
Or even more, you know, realistic, you know, somebody films them, puts them on Facebook, this person blew me away, and then it becomes a viral sensation.
God help.
I had an ex, and like someone in her family was married to some guy who could sing, but then he would go to these places and he would do like the real bummer Elton John song or something along those lines. And it was just the body language was so uncomfortable. Like, he was up there, and he just didn't, like, he had no presence.
Yeah.
But he had a voice. But it was just, like, this weird, like, he was very insecure in his vibe up there, but he was crushing it. But it was such a bummer.
Yeah.
And then they just always wanted to go, and it was, like, such a big deal. Like, we gotta go do karaoke so he could show off how good of a singer he is. I'm like, gosh, I wish he was good at chess or something. This sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not my thing.
Have fun with it. Like, Right Said Fred, I'll always enjoy someone doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Or even though after a while you get burnt out on hearing Love Shack, I'm still okay with that.
Love Shack is still a classic, but yeah, you have to pace that out.
Because we all get that money moment where it's like tin roof rusted and we all get to do that.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I can do that song. See, I think I can do a good Fred.
Yeah?
That's big as a whale.
I think anyone can do that.
Oh, wow. I thought I was special.
You got me a Chrysler. It's
you can do that. You're right. Yeah, God damn it.
To set sail.
You're right. You do it better than me. I'm not going.
Let's do Rock Lobster.
Oh, Rock Lobster. Now, that's the other, well, I think the better B-52 song. Rock Lobster, I think, is better than Love Shack, but it's more poppy.
It goes so long, though. It's a really long song.
But that was back when nobody really knew much about the B-52s except my kids.
See, Rock Lobster got super popular because Family Guy.
Yeah.
They did.
I got news for you. It was super popular before Family Guy.
Yeah, with old people, and now it's cool again.
Dude, if we go.
I hate you so much.
I've got mine.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
That's a classic.
Bird, bird, bird.
The bird is the word.
The bird, bird, bird.
The bird is the word.
The bird, bird, bird.
The bird, bird,
the bird is the word.
The bird, bird, bird.
The bird is the word.
Another Family Guy.
I think somebody might throw their beer at me if I did that.
I'll protect you. I'll shield you.
Can we give big ups and big props to Seth MacFarlane? He has brought back so many awesome things from days gone by through Family Guy, and rightly so, because a lot of those things really are fun and awesome, and I don't think we would have known about it if not for Family Guy.
Vicky and Steve, I host the karaoke at the R&R Lounge in Puyallup. Oh, I know where that is. It's on River Road, I believe. Anytime you want to come down, let me know. I will treat you guys right, and you can pick any song you want to sing.
Oh, here comes you know what? Vicky's going to come down and bother you.
If we time it right, we could go to Ill Eagle Fireworks. And after we're done singing, we'll set up some fireworks outside.
Oh, that's perfect. That's what you call Puyallup living. All right, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a light pole have in common? You know I'm going to tell you at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a light pole have in common?
I brighten up your night.
Ah, yeah, you do.
No. Cast light on even a moonless night.
Oh. Brightened up my night last night. It was good to see the Glorious Sun Show.
That was fun.
So much fun.
It was fun. It was a come in at 9:30 with a breakfast burrito and a Gatorade kind of morning, but it could have very well been a I can't make it to work because I just woke up and we're in Spokane kind of morning.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the wife and I,
almost went sideways.
We debated that as well. We're like, should we just go to Spokane?
Dude, that would have been so awesome.
Sorry, I'm not coming to work.
If today was Friday, we would have left work right after work and gone straight to Spokane to
see
the Glorious
Suns. How cool would that have been? They would have done
a lot of fun, except for we would have been in Spokane.
Well, come on. What are you talking about? Kidding me? Spokane is...
Yeah.
Got a 22-year-old woman in Omaha. She got rear-ended in a Taco Bell drive-thru just before 2 a.m. on Monday.
That's hot.
Then the guy who hit her denied doing it. We don't know if he bumped her because he wanted the order to go faster, just an accident, but she threatened to call the cops. He went nuts. She started filming. He got out of the car, grabbed the phone from her. Yeah. And then he jumped into her car and drove it straight into a light pole.
How about this guy?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
I've rarely been sober at a Taco Bell, so yeah. I get it.
Yeah, they haven't found him. That's just a great way the evening ends, doesn't it? Ryan Castle, this is a great way your morning can end, because he's got a 12-pack for you.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
How did you mess with someone in your family, or did somebody in your family mess with you?
When I was a 12-year-old, my brother was asleep on the couch in the living room. We had a pet guinea pig whose cage was in the living room. My brother was sleeping with his mouth open, and I thought it would be funny to put chocolate chips in his mouth. He thought I was putting guinea pig turds.
Oh!
Okay, that wins.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.